各位弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to all my brothers and sisters.
我们继续来查考列王记上。
So let us continue to study the book of First King.
我们来看诗篇的二十六篇第八节。
So let us turn to Psalms chapter 26 verse 8.
诗篇二十六篇第八节。
Psalms 26 verse 8.
二十六篇第八节
Psalms chapter 26 verse 8
主啊我喜爱你所住的殿和你显荣耀的居所、啊、这边大卫谈到说他喜欢神显荣耀的居所
Here David loves the glorious dwelling place of the Lord、
我们用这个做题目来谈一谈、啊、所罗门所建的所罗门王所建的殿
So we will use this verse as our topic to talk about the temple built by King Solomon.
在大卫时代他就很想为神的耶柜找一个家
During the time of David, 更好的家、哦、During the time of David, David wanted to find a better home for the ark.
但是、神说大卫的手沾了太多人的血
But God said the hand of David isStained with many blood.
所以建圣殿的责任要给和平的君来做。
So the task of building the temple would fall for to a peaceful king.
那所罗门王在国家稳定之后就开始来着手建圣殿。
So after the country is stable, King Solomon began the task of building the temple.
总共建了七年。
And he spent 7 years building it.
建完之后，献殿的时候，神的，献殿之后，神的荣耀，神的云彩，充满了神的殿。
So when the, temple was finished and ready to dedicate to God, the cloud of God, appeared.
所以正如这一节所说的、那个圣殿是神选荣耀的居所
So just like this verse, the temple is the glorious dwelling place of God.
其实在殿还没有建完的时候、神就跟所罗门王显现、跟他讲说、如果你遵守我的律例典章诫命、我会、跟你的子孙同在。
In fact, before the temple was finished, God had already spoken to King Solomon, saying that if you were to follow my decree, I will abide with you and your descendants.
那如果不遵守啊，这个殿呢，将来人家会笑的。这个不是曾经那么荣耀过吗？怎么今天变成这样子呢？
However, if he does not abide with the decree, then the temple will become a livestock for others.
那后来证实啊。圣殿后来被毁
So we all know that later on the temple was destroyed.
So 我们觉得那个物质的殿、不是最重要的
So the physical temple is not the most important.
最重要的就是神要我们建立一个什么样的一个心灵的殿
What is important is what kind of temple that we want to build in our hearts.
所以、在这个建殿的这个过程当中、隐藏了很多丰盛的道理让我们来学习我们要建立一个什么样的教会什么样的人生才能够让神在我们的心里面在教里面成为显他荣耀的地方
So during the course of building the temple there are many teachings in the Bible that tells us how we should lead our lives and how we should build the temple to glorify Him
实际上讲我们的身体就是神的殿
The Bible tells us that our body is the temple of God
神的荣耀怎么样住在这里面呢
And how will the glory of God dwell in us
泽瑞都教会也是神的殿
The Cerritos Church is the temple of God
神的荣耀怎么样在这里呢
How will the glory of God be here
我们现在从建殿的、那个殿的结构、建殿的过程怎么样完成的我们从里面来学属灵的教训
So let us begin by talking about the structure of the temple the material used to build it and the building process
我们来看列王记上的第六章
So let us turn to 1 Kings chapter 6
列王记上第六章
1 Kings chapter 6
我们读第一节第二节
Verse 1 and 2
列王记上第六章第一节第二节
1 Kings chapter 6 verse 1 and 2
以色列人出埃及地后480年，所罗门做以色列王第四年， 西佛月就是二月开工建造主的殿第二节所罗门王为主所建的殿长60肘宽20肘高30肘啊，这边跟我们特别谈到这个殿的一个尺寸
So here records the dimension of the temple
啊，大约是长90个 feet 啊，宽30个 feet 这个高啊，大概45个 feet 啊，这样的一个建筑物
So the temple is about 90 feet long on 30 feet wide and with the height of about 45 feet
啊，你们家如果三个房间呢、啊，大概1200尺了哈。
So if you were to own a three-bedroom home, then it is about
1500尺也有可能。
1,500 square feet
啊，这个啊，你把它乘一乘哈。所以这个应该是乘一乘啊，626 120。2000尺左右哈。
So this would be about 2,000 square feet
好，啊，大概乘一乘哈。那所以这个虽然不是跟很多大的 mansion 大的房子比起来啊，它不是一个看起来很大很大的一个建筑物。
So the temple from the outside would not seem very big.
啊，但是它是一个金碧辉煌的建筑物。
But this temple was built with gold.
那我们就在想说，这个神为什么要给这么样一个尺寸呢
？So let us think about why God gave this dimension.
我们可不可以不要照这个尺寸来建立这个殿呢
？Can we build the temple not using this dimension?
我们来看历代志上的第28章。
Let's turn to First Chronicles chapter 28.
历代志上的28章。
First Chronicles chapter 28.
这个尺寸是所罗门王自己定的吗？
Is the dimension set by King Solomon?
不是。
It is not.
我们来看28章的第11节、12节。
First Chronicles chapter 28:11-12.
大卫将殿的油囊、旁屋、府库、楼房、内殿和私恩座的样式，只是他儿子所罗门12节。
12.
又将被圣灵所感动所得的样式，就是主神殿的院子、周围的房屋、殿的府库。而圣物府库的一切样式都只是他看18节
18.
大卫说这一切工作的样式都是主用手画出来使我明白的所以我们不可以说哦，哎呀，这个只是一个参考啦、哦、这个 dimension 这个尺寸只是一个参考啊。我可不可以减个 五轴呢增加个5轴应该没有关系吧
So we cannot just look at the blueprint set by God as a suggestionThat we can freely add or subtract.
这个圣经上很清楚，这是神的手所画出来的。
It is clearly recorded here that the dimension, the plan is set by God.
所以今天告诉我们，建立神的教会，要成它，使它成为荣耀的居所。我们一定要按照神的样式、尺寸来建立教会。
So today, if we were to build a temple that is filled with the glory of God, we must follow the instructions.
就好像方舟哦，方舟神也给尺寸哦。
Just like the ark.The ark also was set by God.
有人说如果你把它稍微增加稍微减少它在洪水的冲击当中呢它就可能淹没的。
Some scholars said that if you were to add or subtract some of the dimensions, then perhaps the ark will sink.
所以今天我们建立教会也是一样。
So today it is the same way when we are to build the temple.
耶稣就是道路真理生命。
Jesus is the way, the truth and life.
那个道路不是我们自己去发明的。
The way was not set by us.
那条道路是耶稣基督亲自指示那种救恩的道路。
This path was shown to us by Jesus Christ.
所以今天我们建立教会一定要建立在以耶稣为房角石啊，以使徒啊跟先知的根基上面啊来建造神的教会。
So today when we are building the temple, we must use Jesus and the prophets as our cornerstone to build it.
前几天是跟一个朋友在聊天呢。
I was chatting with a friend a few days ago.
他是一个外教会的工人。
And he is a worker from another denomination.
谈到最后，他的结论就是说：“哦，你们真耶稣教会哦，很重视外面的啦，哦，啊，我们的教会哦，比较重视里面的啦。So, 因为哦，你们这个要守那个要守啊，我们说有爱就可以了啊，其他通通没有关系。”
So this brother made a conclusion saying that our church emphasizes on the outside, and our church follows many different rules, but their church only see love as the most important thing.
不了解，其实你说爱神，你就要遵守神的诫命，遵守神的吩咐啊。
But this brother does not know that if you have love, then you will naturally abide with the decrees.
因为你如果自己这样去创造，自己想，这个路实在是太多条了。If
you were to create and to improvise, then there are many ways.
耶稣只有提供一条道路。Jesus
only set one way for us.
唯有这样的一个规模才能够充满神的荣耀。And
only this way and this dimension is it worthy for God's glory.
我们再来看第六章的第四节。
So let us turn to
列王记上六章第四节。
First Kings chapter 6 verse 4.
列王记上六章第四节。
First Kings chapter 6 verse 4.
第三节开始读，殿前的廊子长20肘，与殿的宽窄一样，阔10肘。第四节，又为殿做了严谨的窗户。圣殿有窗户。So
the temple has windows.
这个 windows 英文叫做什么？叫做 narrow， 对不对
？Narrow windows.
就是严谨的窗户，就是这个窄窄的一个窗户了。
So the temple has narrow, clerestory windows.
这让我们想起这个方舟在上面有一个透光处了。So
this led us to think about in the ark there is also a window.
如果我们的身体是神的殿,
if our body is the temple of God,
这个窗户就好像我们的眼睛一样,
then this window would be our eyes.
那这个说要 narrow, 就是到底教导我们什么东西呢？
So why is what's the teaching behind having narrow windows?
这个小弟的一个感觉就是我们这个 narrow， 你如果站在里面看哦，你看到外面就是比较小的，就是 narrow without broad within， 但是你看里面哦，如果站在里面呢，里面可以看自己的，看得很清楚啊。So
my own understanding is that having a narrow window, you will see very narrow outside, but within yourself, it is broad.
今天我们说要建立自己成为一个属灵的人，我们看别人的优缺点，我们要把它 narrow， 把它放小，看自己的检讨自己的生命，要把它缺点要把它放大。
So today, in order to be a spiritual person, we must narrow our eyesight on other people's shortcoming and amplify our own.
主耶稣说，我们有时候常常喜欢挑别人家的眼中钉。
Jesus Christ often said that humans like to pick other people's shortcomings.
然后却忽略了自己眼中的良木。
But neglect our own shortcomings.
耶稣说，假冒为善的人，先去掉你自己眼中的良木，再去挑别人家的眼中钉。
Jesus said, "You hypocrite, correct your own mistake." Then go and correct the mistake.
所以我们一个属灵的人，能够充满神的荣耀的人，他是一个严以律己、宽以待人的一个人呐。So
a spiritual person would be a person who is strict on himself and lenient on others.
真的，爱就是凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事忍耐。For
love covers, love endures, and love trusts.
当我们把别人的缺点缩小的时候，我们就比较不会斤斤计较。If
we shrink the shortcomings of others, then we will be able to forgive.
但是我们这个眼睛，这个窗户，这个眼睛站在里面，我们了解自己的情形，怎么样改进自己。But
this narrow window allows us to see more of ourselves and improve upon ourselves.
所以我们看到，它有一个严谨的窗户。So
here we see that the temple has a narrow window.
我们再看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
靠着殿墙，围着外殿、内殿，造三层旁屋。这边提到，我们继续往下念第六节。
Verse 6.
下层宽5肘，中层宽6肘，上层宽7肘。我们就念到这里。这边提到这个殿，外面有一个旁屋。So
the temple has a side room.
那这个旁屋就是祭司他们在服事的时候，他们要储存东西，他们也预备动作， 的一些啊工作的房子。
So the side room would be a preparation room for the priests.
有很有趣的，这里就说它是靠着殿墙来建造的。
So these rooms are built along the walls.
我们来再看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
列王记上六章第十节。
First King chapter 6 verse 10.
靠着殿所造的房屋，所以房屋是靠着殿来造的。
So the side room was built along the walls of the temple.
这到底啊，让我们学习到什么呢
？So what we can we learn from this?
我们今天要敬礼神的教会哦，那个圣殿本身、崇拜本身哦，是我们的主体啦。服侍是为了崇拜，崇拜不是为了服侍。
So today the center of our faith is in worship. And not in doing holy work. The purpose of doing holy work is for us to worship, not the other way around.
所有的服事的目的就是为了要啊让崇拜的进行更顺利。
The reason we do holy work is so that we can worship.
所以如果没有崇拜本身，没有殿本身，就不需要服事。
So if the temple does not exist, then there is no need to serve.
那有时候我们今天在教会里面有时候会相反来做。
Oftentimes in church, our church today, we will do things the other way around.
他可能啊，让这个就是强调服事来到教会就是一直想我要做什么做什么做什么，却忘记了来教会的目的，事实上是来这边听到祷告敬拜神。
Perhaps we emphasize too much on our service in doing holy work and neglect that we are here to worship, to pray, and to learn the words of God.
所以这个我们要再检讨，教会的目的是在殿的建立是在崇拜神。
So let us reconsider the purpose of building the temple. It is for us to worship.
不是为了服事。
And it, not for us to serve.
就像我们最近我们总会提到说，教会比如说职会的工作有教务总务的工作。
So the GA had set the work in church to general affairs and religious affairs.
那其实总务的工作是在支援那种崇拜的工作，就是教务的工作。教务本身就是教导我们怎么样去拯救灵魂敬拜神。所以如果没有教务的工作，就不需要有总务的工作。
So the general affair is to support on the task of the religious affairs so that the teachings may be preached.
那我们在做这件事情的时候要很小心，不要把外面的这些东西服饰的东西甚至那个梁木来破坏的殿哦。
So let us be aware and not use the our work in service to destroy the temple.
我们再看第六节。
So let us read verse 6.
下层五肘，中层宽六肘，上层宽七肘。殿外旁屋的梁木搁在殿墙坎上，免得插入殿墙。看第十节
，verse ten。
靠着殿所造的旁屋，每层高五肘，香柏木的栋梁搁在殿坎上面。这边特别提醒我们哦，也许你我都是服事的中间分子我们都很懂得婚事。服侍的人，我们是那个服侍里面的栋梁
Perhaps you and I are both centerpiece in the service to God.
我们今天在教会有时候会听到一种声音说，教会服侍要专业。
So sometimes I heard that serving Lord in the church, we have to be professional.
我们音乐要专业。
We have to have professional music.
我们管理要专业。
We have to have professional organism.
专业不是不好。
It is not bad to be professional.
栋梁不是不好。
To be the centerpiece is good.
但是如果你把专业把那个崇拜破坏掉了，这个不是神的意思。
But doing your pursuit for professionalism, if you destroy the worship, then that it is not good.
我们今天用音乐来崇拜神。
Today we worship the Lord with music.
音乐是为了要崇拜，崇拜不是为了音乐。
Music is so that for us to worship, and we do not worship.
但是我最近看到一个教会他下午的崇拜活动，他把它定一个圣夜灵赏。我们下午呢，今天下午我们就来欣赏圣乐。
So there will be I've seen a lesson plan where the afternoon lesson would be consist of appreciation for music.
那个欣赏圣乐不是不可以，但是不要在崇拜的时间做。崇拜就是要有神的话、神的灵能够造就，而不是把一些专业的人拿来这边啊，我们这边拉一拉、唱一唱，我们这边聆赏音乐，这样子你竟把专业带来教会啊，但是呢，却把崇拜该崇拜的时间不崇拜，这个已经那个梁木啊插入了殿墙里面了。
There's nothing wrong with appreciating music, but if you were to use the time for worship to do this, then it is not good. And
所以我们崇拜的时间，我们不要说哦，我们今天下午崇拜，我们请个心理医师哦，教会的心理医师来谈一谈心理的问题。所以我们教会的崇拜时间哦，那个殿的目的是做什么？我们一定要弄清楚啊，崇拜的时间呢，要把弟兄姐妹的心带到神面前来。
So let us not bring in professional people to talk about professional topics during the time of worship. Instead, we should focus on worshiping the Lord.
小弟不是说这个不可以做，但是是在团契的时间做。
I'm not forbidding these professional talks, but please do these things during fellowship time.
因为旁屋的梁木不可以破坏殿的墙啊。
Because the offset ledges should not be around the temple.
那你看这个旁屋的建筑物是非常奇特的。
So let us study more about the side rooms.
他说这个旁屋啊，第一层是五轴，中层是六轴，上层是七轴啊。这个房子啊，越啊，你没有看过这样子的哈，越爬上去啊，房屋越宽啊。里面的空间越宽敞啊。
So the side rooms in the first floor is 5 cubics, and as it goes up, the higher the side room is, the bigger it is.
这个告诉我们什么东西呢？
What does this tell us?
我们今天学习服事的人哦，时间服事越久啊，我们啊越往上去呢啊，我们的心胸啊，我们的视野越广啊，心胸越开阔。
Today, as we continue to serve the Lord, the more we serve the Lord, the broader we should have our vision.
能够更就是能够更能够包容啊神所应许的东西啊。
And we should be able to have the ability to embrace.
心胸宽大了哦。
And to have a bigger heart.
我们知道在我们参考一下箴言。
So let us turn to Proverbs.
箴言的三十章。
Proverbs chapter 30.
箴言三十章的二十一节。
Proverbs chapter 30 verse 21.
三十章二十一节。
30:21.
使地震动的有三样，连地担不起的共有四样。二十二节。
22.
就是仆人做王，以完人吃饱。二十三。丑女丑陋的女子出嫁，卑女皆系祖母。我常在想，这个卑女皆是祖母，为什么会让地来震动呢？
Sometimes I think why when a maidservant displaces her mistress, the earth will tremble.
我们中国话有一句话讲说，这个媳妇有时候会熬成婆哈。
Sometimes the daughter-in-law will one day become the mother-in-law.
媳妇熬成婆之后，就开始会这个虐待婆媳妇啊。
And once the daughter-in-law becomes the mother-in-law, she might begin to treat her new daughter-in-law.
以前我们在餐馆打工，所以怕老板以前也是做这个送外卖的，或是做 busboy 的，或是做这个从基层上来的。
When we were once working part-time in a restaurant, sending out the takeouts.
你会知道他心胸比较，就是不一定每个都这样子了哈，但是他懂得比较懂得怎么压榨。比较心胸不宽阔了。
So the boss of these restaurants will be very stingy.
那这个就我们服侍我们到最后就是越看越广就是了心越大就是了。
So we must not be like this, and as we serve, we must have broader vision as we go.
这样子神的荣耀才会充满这个殿中。
So that the glory of God will dwell in the temple.
我们再来看建殿的过程。
So let us continue to study the process of building the temple.
列王记上第六章。
First King chapter 6.
列王记上第六章第七节。
Chapter 6 verse 7.
建殿是用山中凿成的石头，建殿的时候， 锤子、斧子和别样的铁器的声响都没有了。我们知道圣殿呢、啊、是用石头叠起来的。
We know the temple was laid on with stone.
而且啊，我们如果读诗篇呢、啊，发现到他讲说耶路撒冷是一座联络整齐的城。
So if you were to read Psalms, it will say that Jerusalem is a city that is very organized.
那我们想象到说，连这个圣殿里面的石头啊，在石头上面，它是联络很整齐的。
So the each stone in the temple was laid very neatly.
这次到智利去啊，有一个姐妹在谈到她去秘鲁的那个叫做什么马丘比丘啊，去那边看那个印加文化的东西。
So when I was in Chile, there's a sister who talked about her trip to the to the Incas.
他说马丘比丘以什么闻名呢？它是一个城市啊，被美国的一个人啊发现到的，在秘鲁这个地方的一个城市。
So the city that she visited was discovered by an American.
他说那个城市很奇妙，很多它是石头所建造的城市啊，但是呢。它里面找不到就是人住过的痕迹啊，所以就觉得非常奇妙。
So it is very miraculous that this city was built with stone, but you cannot find evidence of people ever living in there.
啊，为了保存这个古迹啊，他们说不晓得用什么方法来呈现那个美啊，后来他们用烧的啊，把那个城市用烧的啊，因为他们说因为有很多树木嘛哦，如果砍树木的话呢，树木倒下来会把石头打乱了。所以放火烧啊，石头烧不掉的。
So in order to preserve this city, the people they burn the trees around the area so that the trees will not damage the stone.
你是看那整个建筑物都是一个石头连着一个石头，而且又还就不需要其他的东西啊，钉子啊什么的都不需要。
So each stone in the city was laid neatly one on top of another.
那看起来圣殿也是这样建成的。
And it seems that the temple is built in this way.
事实上讲，彼得讲，我们看彼得前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第二章。
2 Peter.
1 Peter. 彼得前书第二章。
1 Peter chapter 2.
第四节，第五节。
Verse 4 and 5.
彼得前书第二章第四节，第五节。主乃活石，固然是别人所厌弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。第五节，
Five.
你们来到主面前，也要像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。这边提到说，我们每个人都好像是一块活的石头。
So here it talks about each one of us is like a living stone.
你叠在我上面啊，那他又叠在上面，大家彼此这样子建造啊。就能够成为一个属灵的神的一个宫殿。
We are built on one another, and in this way we can build the spiritual temple.
就能够来荣耀神呢、啊，成为圣灵的居所，荣耀的居所。
This will glorify God and become the glorious dwelling place for.
那我们再看到这个列王记上的第六章，谈到说这些石头，他们是在山中里面砌下来的。
So in 1 Kings chapter 6, it talks about these stones are.Found in the mountains.
有人提到说这些石头都是白色的石灰岩。
And these are white stones.
那这个白色石灰岩呢？你刚砍下来的时候呢？它比较好砍的哦。但是它把它放在一个空间里面呢，会氧化，就会变得很硬。所以你一定要在山中就把它切好，再印到这个圣殿这边这个位置来。
So once the people found these stone deposits, they must cut out the shape in cubes in the mountain, or else they will go under oxidation.
你可以想象说，像你们家在锯你们家的树哈、哦，如果你树啊，先把它锯下来，放在旁边呐、啊，经过三个月你再来锯啊，因为没有水分呐、啊，再锯就很费力啦。如果这个树啊，你啊在树上就锯，那因为有水分啊，所以比较好锯的哦。这是类似这样的原理啦。
So it is similar to the logic that if you were to cut down a tree, cut the tree while it's still alive, not when it's dry.
那属灵上面告诉我们说，我们今天要彼此来建立灵宫呢，我们也要在山中就被神琢磨好了。
So when in 1 Peter talks about building the spiritual temple, we must shape ourselves in the mountain.
我们都知道主耶稣常常上山祷告。
We know that Jesus often prayed in the mountain.
在山上灵修。
He cultivate himself on.
今天我们要做圣工，彼此联络之前，我们先要隐藏的灵修生活。
Today, before we do God's work and talk to one another, let us cultivate ourselves.
啊，如果我们不自己啊，把自己那个零零角角切掉，你看跟弟兄姐妹在一起哦，你会被压，那个零角会被压掉的，甚至会被主耶稣砍掉的。
If we do not smooth our spikes, then Jesus might cut them off himself.
那到最后里面来，大家都很难看，很难听，因为啊，挤来挤去，会觉得很痛苦。
And there will be no harmony in church.
啊，所以我们啊，在彼此联络建立神的家之前呢，真的我们弟兄姐妹啊，大家要过着灵修三中灵修的生活。
So before we begin communicating with one another and doing holy work, let us cultivate ourselves in the mountains.
啊，这样子才能够像这里所说的没有声响啊。
So that there will be no sound as it is recorded.
我们常常讲，如果在建立教会当中大家不灵修啊，啊，可能教会买到了，会堂建起来了，信徒一半不见了。
On the process of building the temple, if we do not cultivate ourselves, then perhaps once the temple was built, we have lost half of our member.
所以我们常常讲说，我们工作之前哦，要被训练，要灵修的时候啊，像主耶稣出来要在旷野四十啊，在旷野啊禁食四十昼夜。
So we often emphasize that before we come out to do holy work, we must spend time cultivating ourselves, just like Jesus prayed and fasted for 40 days and nights.
我们负责人，你说要工作，你真的，我们真的每个人都要参加讲习会。
So for the church councils, they should attend seminars.
我们真的要隐藏自己，真的出来之后啊，才知道怎么服侍，才知道怎么安静，才知道怎么跟人家啊彼此联络。
So we must hide ourselves and cultivate ourselves. So once we come out to work for God, we know how to be in peace and work with one another.
这样真的啊，才能够成为神荣耀的居所。
So in this way, we may be the glorious dwelling place for God.
那这个这个过程是这样。我们再来看看哦，在这个结构好了之后呢，啊，他们怎么样啊 finish up 啊，就是谈到这个内殿啊，内殿的情形啊。
So we've talked about the process in the construction. Let us talk about the final finish up for the temple.
我们刚才有提到啊，就是这个殿没有建好之前呢，十一节到十三节，神就跟他讲说呢，你建殿是重要的，那遵守诫命是更重要的啊。
So in verse 11, it says it is important to build a temple, but it is more important to follow the Lord's decree.
所以这一段话十一节到十三节插在建殿当中啊，告诉我们其实建立属灵的居所比物质的居所是更重要的。
So it is more important to build the spiritual temple than the physical.
那我们再看到，其实殿本身哦，再来十四节开始谈到造内殿，我们来读一下啊，十八节啊。
So in verse 18 talks about the inner temple.
我们来看十八节，殿里的一点石头都不显露，一概用香柏木遮盖，上面刻着野瓜和初开的花。啊，我们来看22节
，22，
前殿都贴上金子，直到贴完，内殿前的坛也都用金包装。我们发觉到这个殿用石头叠起来啊。但是后来石头木头啊，通通看不到啊。
So we can see that the temple was built with wood and stone, but in the end, you cannot see either wood or stone inside the temple.
啊，他是先用石头弄吼，然后再来是怎么样啊？用香柏木遮蔽，然后最后呢，用金子啊铺在香柏木上面啊。
So the outline is built with stone, and then it was overlaid with cheddar.Wood, and then finally, the interior was overlaid with gold.
我们虽然灵修好了，来到神面前跟别人联合。
So once we complete our cultivation and come to unite with one another.
但是呢，在神的家中啊，我们也不彰显自己的荣耀啊。
But in the house of God, we should not show our glory.
也不彰显自己的 nature 那个本性，那个金子啊，是神的荣耀，神的 nature, 神的。啊，这代表神的本性哦。我们到殿里面来，让神看到，让人看到神的荣耀，让人看不到我们原来的那种本性，让人看到原来教会充满了神的 nature, 神的本性。
So we must be aware and not to reveal our own nature, instead to reveal the glory of God.
所以你看主耶稣在世上传福音的时候，他常常在人家夸耀他的时候呢，他就躲起来啊。
So we can see during Jesus' ministry, when people were to praise Jesus, he will hide himself.
或者是他们变完饼之后，就叫门徒要赶快离开那个地方。
For example, when he performed a miracle with the bread and fish, he quickly hide himself.
哦，你这个自己的那个荣美啊，要遮盖起来啊，让人家看到的只是归荣耀给神。
We must hide our own glory and give glory only to God.
啊，这样子啊，就能够真正让神得到荣耀。
So in this way, God will truly receive His glory.
所以真的，我们在教会很小心哦，不要高举人，一定要高举神的荣耀。
So let us be aware inside our own church. Do not praise men, but only God.
所以小弟以前提过，我们南加州啊，以前在谈到说我们要做电视布道。
So a while ago, we have been discussing about television ministry.
很多同工就提到说，我们要记得啊，不要叫一个人去而已，啊，要一组人啊来做电视布道的工作，免得啊让大家只注重一个人呢。
Some members remind us that we must send out a team to do this television ministry and not just send out one person.
有时候我们在做那个 slideshow, PowerPoint, 有时候会把传道的名字啊，翻译的名字打下来。
Sometimes when we are making our slideshows, we will put the names of the speaker and the interpreter.
当然啊，理由是说很多信徒不认识传道或者是做工的人。
This may be the reason so that the members would recognize the speaker.
但是如果成为一种惯例啊，一种传统啊，其实要小心。
But let us be aware and not let this become a tradition.
因为在教会里面，真的我们只有高举神呢。Because
inside the church, we only praise and glorify God.
让人呢是看到神的荣耀。So
men can see the glory of God.
我们再回来这个殿呢，在献殿之前，他很重要的工作就是啊，接耶柜啊，到这个圣殿里面来啊。
So before the temple was dedicated, we must first put the holy ark in.
那当然，这个所罗门的殿呢，本来这个殿啊，至圣所跟圣所有一个幔子啊，它啊，我们也看到这个啊，所罗门呢，啊，他造了两个基路伯啊，然后呢，他那个翅膀接着翅膀啊，那个宽度啊，刚好就是啊，殿的啊那个宽度啊。So
King Solomon built two angels whose wingspan covered the width of the temple.
这样子人家从外面看进去啊，就看不到约柜了。
So no one can see the holy ark from the outside.
因为原来约柜是在隐藏的内院里面啊，至圣所里面呢。
For the holy ark is not to be revealed and put in the most high place.
最后，当把 第八章哦，就谈到运耶柜入殿哦。So
in 1 Kings chapter 8 talks about the ark brought to the temple.
那我们把刚刚所读的啊，我们用刚刚所说的来读两节经文哦。第八章
，So let's read chapter 8,
第六节
，verse 6,
八章六节
，chapter 8 verse 6.
祭司将神的耶柜抬进内殿，就是至圣所，放在两个基路伯的翅膀底下。第七节。
7.
基路伯将翅膀在耶柜之上遮掩耶柜和抬柜的杠。第八节，这杠甚长，杠头在内殿前的圣所可以看见，在殿外却不能看见，直到如今还在那里。第九节，耶柜里推唯有两块石板，就是以色列人出埃及地后。 主以他们立约的时候，摩西在何烈山所放的，除此以外，并无别物。第十节。10. 祭司从圣所出来的时候，有云充满了神的殿。11节。11. 甚至祭司不能站立供职，因为主的荣光充满了圣殿。最后，神的殿的荣。 的一个工作，就是要把耶柜抬进来，照着摩西所吩咐的，让大家看不到那个耶柜。So
in the last task in building the temple is to bring the holy ark inside the temple.
神的云就充满了殿。
And the the cloud of God will fill the temple.
这里的云就是代表神的荣光。
And this cloud is the glory of God.
今天我们怎么样成为喜悦都成为神荣耀的居所呢？
So today, how can we make Cerritos Church a glorious dwelling place for God?
神的约柜就是神同在的一个象征物哦，就是今天我们一定要建立这个教会，让神愿意跟我们在一起。
So the Holy Ark is the symbolizes the presence of the Lord. So today we must have the presence in our.
你看，我们刚提到说，这个物质的殿不重要，它每一个小小的这种要求规定做法里面都有属灵的教训。如果今天我们要让神的教会成为神荣耀充满的居所，我们就是要照他所谈到的教训啊来建立我们的教会。
So we can see that on the instructions in building the temple, there are many andthey are very strict, so we must build the temple in this way.
所以愿主耶稣帮助我们哦。
So may God help us.
凡事体察神的意思。
So that we can understand His will.
让神的同在在我们当中。
So His presence will be among us.
敬殿就是为了要让人啊来瞻仰神的荣耀的。
So the purpose of building the temple is so that man can behold the glory of God.
敬殿就是让人来这个神的殿前求问的。
So that man can come and ask God.
敬殿就是让人知道神有华版，在这边是要讲神律法的。
So that the decree and the law of the Lord may be revealed.
所以神的旨意可以让世人了解。神的旨意啊，可以让世人了解。
And so the will of God may be known to men.
如果我们把这个崇拜神的意思啊，这样的一个主轴啊离去了，到最后真的就是不遵守神的诫命，神的荣耀就离开这个地方了。
So if we were to forsake the instructions of the Lord, then one day God will also forsake us.
在充满专业的一个时代里面呢，我们真的也要小心来帮助教会。
So in this time that emphasis on professionalism, let us not forget the Lord.
愿主耶稣的荣耀常常与我们同在。
May the glory of the Lord be with us.
来唱诗。
Let us
322首。
Let us sing hymn number 322.